Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna, and normally you hear I'm Stephanie, but she is on her honeymoon in Mexico, poor thing. She will be back in the studio the first week of November, so please look for her then. Black Belt Selling is about taking the mindset, system, and dedication that it takes to become a black belt in the martial arts and applying it to the profession of sales. As black belts in Taekwondo, we know what it takes to earn that status, and it's our mission to give you the tools, coaching, and training to become confident and successful as a black belt in sales. We teach there are three ways to elevate results: the inner game, outer game, and action. And today, our guest is going to help you bust through excuses to get into action. It is my pleasure to introduce Michael Babcock. Michael is the creator of EmpoweringTheBlind.com. Through this platform, Michael shares his knowledge of digital marketing with blind business owners and individuals to take charge of their digital brand. Though his target audience is blind business owners and individuals, he is a savvy digital marketer who can help you build your brand. Michael, welcome to Black Belt Selling.
Thanks, Anna. That's an amazing introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, good. Well, we can get it to you, then you can use it for marketing, right?
Exactly.
Why don't you start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. No problem. As Anna said at the beginning, I am blind. I've been completely blind since birth. I'll run through a couple of the generalized things that impress people, because to me, it's just everyday life. I grew up in a family of, I got to count them on my hand, five younger siblings. We actually had six younger siblings, but my brother passed away as kids at a real young age. So five younger siblings were all sighted, and so I had to really adapt my life and the way that I did stuff to the sighted world. I went to public schools all my life. I pretty much grew up on a bike. I love riding bikes, and yes, I have driven cars. And again, I am completely blind. These are all small little things that I find to be nothing. I mean, it's like, you know, you brush your teeth, you don't think about it. But I've learned that both other sighted individuals and especially blind individuals, which kind of surprised me, have been motivated and inspired by some of the stories that I provide regarding my past. So I got started. I was an assistive technology instructor, and I got started marketing online about 3 months after my mother suddenly passed away, because I needed to find a way to be able to help support my family. Really, that was ultimately the reason why I got started.
Wow. What are some of the stories that you have that inspire people? And besides the fact that you're blind and you learned how to ride a bike, you're blind and you've driven a car. I mean, that's unfathomable to me.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. You know, when I'm driving a car, it really helps if the passenger knows the difference between left and right. You can't say left. Oh, I mean right, because in some cases it can be a little problematic. So some of the stories that inspire other individuals is, as I said, I used to be an assistive technology instructor. For those of you who don't know, that means I taught other blind individuals who either lost vision later on in life or who had been blind all their life. I taught them how to use the iPhone. For example, my phone talks to me. Some people have heard that. And, you know, that inspires other blind individuals, especially if you've lost lost vision due to diabetes or other diabetes. The first one that comes to mind, because that was the biggest one that I worked with, was people who had diabetes and they lost vision. And it inspires other blind individuals to see me jump on my computer, pull up Facebook, you know, peruse through, see what my friends at the time were doing. They weren't business partners then. Now it's mainly business partners. But see what my friends were doing at the time, and then whip out my phone, send a quick text message, or open Twitter, or now I can pick out my phone and I can actually scan my mail. That's something that's very, it's a newer technology. It's actually, let me rephrase that, it's a newly affordable technology. It's been around for years, but it's just now come under the $100 price point. It used to be $1,500 to $2,000 to be able to read your own mail. So, you know, that's how I inspire blind individuals. And then sighted individuals are inspired because I'll get out there and I'll shoot videos on Periscope. That's actually, I think, actually, you know, Anna and I met on Blab. But I'll shoot videos on Periscope. I'll get out on Blab. I've got over 300 videos on my YouTube channel. And other sighted individuals, and I don't say this about anyone specific person, but other individuals, they make excuses. Oh, I don't want to look horrible in my videos, or, oh, I don't want to do this in my videos or do that in my videos. And I ask them, well, why do you care what other people think that you look like? At least you're getting your message out there to people. And I think that counts more than being perfect. Get your message out there. Share what you've got to share with people and, you know, make a difference in the world.
Oh, absolutely. I was actually on a Periscope this morning with Mark Shaw, and that was his message precisely. He's like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for things to be perfect? He said, because if you do, you'll never get anything done. Are you afraid of what people are going to say, how they're going to criticize you? They're going to criticize you whether you do something or you don't do something. It's just a matter of if you're going to hear the criticism or not. You got to get out there. You got to do stuff. And even if it's not perfect when you start, it's not going to get better sitting in your head doing nothing. And, you know, as you were saying, people are worried about how they look. I'm thinking you don't even care because you don't even really know how you look on a video anyway, right?
I want to jump in there real quick, Anna, if I might interrupt, because you said how I look. You know, I had a friend ask me, I won't use names because I kind of feel bad for this guy, but I had a friend ask me once, Michael, how do you get dressed in the morning? And for a second, I just stopped and I'm like, I get up and I put my pants on and I put my shirt on and I throw socks on. I mean, the same way you get dressed. How do you get dressed in the morning? And he goes, well, my mom puts out my clothes. This is a 30-year-old gentleman. He goes, my mom puts out my clothes. I get up in the morning and I put them on. How do you make sure your clothes match, Michael? I said, you know what? I'm blind. If people don't like the fact that my clothes don't match, they can go talk with someone else.
Well, it's certainly not about how we look. We want to have an image thing, but really the bigger thing is that you help people with their digital marketing and branding. As a matter of fact, just this week as we've been preparing for this broadcast, I thought, wow, you know so much, so many things. You've been helpful helping me getting some things. I haven't been able to act on them because I had, I'm just coming out of a wedding, and that was a very fun but very energy sapping activity. So, but I just realized, I thought it's, I don't look at you as a blind person. I look at you as someone who is smart, who has vast experience in areas that I don't. I mean, you shared with me something that I thought, oh my gosh, I really should have known that. I didn't. And I'm, you know, I'm grateful. So, you know, getting back to the digital marketing, though, you know, you said you got started in it. What led you to go into digital marketing primarily?
Yeah, I'll go into that. You know, my mother passed away in September of 2012. In December of 2012, my fiance at the time, now my amazing wife, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, and I feel bad because I meant to say congratulations to your daughter on her wedding. So congratulations to your daughter and hope she's having as good of a time as she can in Mexico right now.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Yeah, so December 2012, I got on Craigslist and I started looking for a way to make some money. I mean, I started looking for, obviously, a job, something I could do to help support my family, because my wife was the only one working at the time. And so I found this CPA offer. And those of you who don't know what CPA is, it stands for cost per action. you get paid to refer people to Fortune 500 companies like Audible, Netflix, Gamefly, GoDaddy, etc. And for referring people to these offers, you get paid, you know, X amount of money, whether that be $100 per person, et cetera. And I got started with it, made my first money within a week, and I'm like, hey, this is cool. But something in the back of my mind felt, hey, this isn't right. There's not something, there's got to be a better way to do this, and you don't need to be making phone calls, and you don't need to be following what you're being shown, because I was being shown post ads on Craigslist every single day, build an email list, and you know, follow up with them on a daily basis and get told no 20 times to be told yes once. I got burnt out on that real fast. So I tried the MLM model. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with MLMs. A lot of MLMs are successful, but it wasn't for me. Because I found the fact that I was doing so much work for so little return. I there were several times where I told Mallory, my wife, I'm like, hey, I need to go find a real job. And she's like, do you really want to find a real job? Because you're going to have to pay for transportation to get back and forth. You're going to have to you know, coordinate with the driver, because, you know, technically I really shouldn't just jump in the car and drive by myself. That could pose more issues than I swear. So, you know, we talked about the pros and cons, and I really was dissatisfied with MLM affiliate marketing. And she said, well, why don't you take the knowledge you've gotten from promoting these MLMs and network marketing opportunities and help other business owners be successful online? I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, how many blind people do you know? This was before Periscope. She's brought up Periscope now. But how many blind people do you know that don't have videos on? How many blind people do you know that make excuses for not being able to use Facebook because it's not the most accessible, but you use it on a daily basis? How many blind people do you know that have absolutely no clue how to set up their own blog? And I thought about it, and I realized that there were a lot of blind individuals, but not only blind individuals, but sighted individuals as well that made these excuses. So that kind of moved me into focusing more on branding myself online. If you Google the best marketer in Oregon, you'll be able to find me all over the place. Even though I'm not the best marketer in Oregon, I use that as a case study to be able to show myself that I can do something, because that's a big hurdle, is being able to overcome your own self-doubt.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we call the inner game. I think I don't work with a lot of blind folks, but I do work with a lot of individuals who will give me reasons why it's not going to work. I tried that, or, you know, I did that for a couple of days and I didn't get any results. And it's amazing how the biggest challenge we face is the challenge we have with ourselves. and so what would you say were your biggest challenges in starting your business as a blind entrepreneur?
Yeah, my biggest challenges, I think, were, you know, going back to that one that I just said, self-doubt, that's a big one. That's one that I'll be transparent, I even struggle with that one today, and it's been almost 3 years, because there's times I've created a WordPress training to teach other blind individuals how to set up WordPress on their own. And that training sat on my hard drive for 5 months before I decided to release it. When I released it to a select group of people, I had 3 sales within 2 days. So, wow. I mean, you know, yeah, it's overcoming self-doubt is a big one. The other one is accessibility. I do run into accessibility. Some platforms, they're not the most user-friendly from a keyboard user's point of view. I don't use the mouse. I don't point and click. I use my keyboard to interact with my computer. I never touch the – well, I can't say never, but, you know, I don't use the mouse. And so one program that comes to mind is Lead Pages. A lot of people have heard of Lead Pages. Great platform. Love it. Clay and all the guys over there are awesome, and gals over there are awesome. But on the Macintosh operating system, there's some accessibility issues. Some things aren't labeled properly, so I can't interact with them. But what I do with that is I switch over to Windows where it does work. And I think that's the biggest way that I've overcome some of the challenges that I've faced, is I'll find alternative ways of accomplishing the tasks that need to be accomplished without complaining about it.
Well, certainly that is, complaining is not your problem, Michael. I will say that for sure. We are halfway through the show now, and I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listeners, whether they're listening live with us now or they're listening to the recording, a couple of ways they can connect with you, you know, offline or on Twitter. I mean, we've done a lot on Twitter together, and then there's Blab. But what's the best way for people to reach out to you, Michael?
The best way for people to reach out to me is my personal blog, yourownpay.com. That's yourownpay.com. And, of course, Periscope, Twitter, and Blab is at Payone.
Is at Payone.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So that's, if you want to connect with him on his blog, it's yourownpay, yourownpay.com. Or you can reach out to Michael on Twitter at Payone, Payown. I'm sure he would love to get a flood of requests for connections there, and Periscope and Blab. And we probably should think about doing a Blab together based on what we're talking about now. I think that would be fun and exciting.
I think it could be, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Michael, and you know, we were talking right before the break about the biggest battle we have, and a business is like a dojo. Of course, I like that because I'm a black belt. It's a place you go to practice being the best you can be, but the true combat in a dojo is not between one person and another, as most people believe it to be. The true combat in a martial arts practice hall is between the people within themselves. How have you seen that working in your clients, Michael?
Oh, that's a good one. I really like that one. I think the biggest thing is you can coach someone on what you would do if you were in their situation, but whether or not that person elects to take action is completely up to them. So real quick example, I got a problem with talking long form and sometimes quickly, but real quick example, I'm working with this client. And I said, hey, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And Anna, you know this, I give suggestions, and I give a lot of suggestions at times. And his reply to that was, but it comes down to implementation and being able to do it. And yeah, it does come down to implementation, but if you can't make that happen in your business, then find a way to make it happen. And if all you're doing is asking a coach or a consultant for advice and then not going to rely on that advice or that consulting, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, sometimes I think people get filled with overwhelm. They have these big dreams, but they don't know how to break things down into doable steps. How do you help people to get down from the overwhelm to doing what would be like a small first step that you would encourage someone to do that's starting to feel a little overwhelmed by the project ahead?
Figure out what the end goal of the project is. Write down the steps that you need to do in order to reach that goal. And then do something when we get off the phone. Don't wait until tonight. Don't wait until tomorrow. But when we get off the phone, do something. Because if you just wait, then nothing's going to happen in most situations.
Oh, I like that. Instant action, getting something done. And then are they accountable to you? Do they have to let you know somehow how they're implementing that step?
In most cases, I will not leave them alone via text messages unless they tell me to. If I'm working with a client, sometimes I can be a little overbearing because I want to see people be successful. I want to see people eliminating the excuses they've got. So I'll reach out to them and say, hey, what's going on with this project we talked about yesterday? And I'll be honest with you, often people don't reply to me because they feel guilty that they didn't do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, I understand that. I totally understand that. And if you're one of those people that has a coach or you make a decision to work with Michael, and I want to tell you, I don't think Michael just works with blind people. I mean, you help sighted people as well, don't you, Michael?
My primary target market is blind entrepreneurs who have an offline business, but they're bringing it online, or they have the desire to bring it online. But if someone comes to me and says, hey, Michael, I want to work with you, I'm not going to say no. We're going to talk and see what we can do to help you.
Very good. Very good. And I had a chain of thought I was going into with that, but you know what? I lost it.
Happens to me all the time.
There you go. There you go. You know, one of the things I wanted us to really get across to people is that really the limitations that we see in ourselves are only the limitations we allow to limit us. Really, there's when we're looking at an excuse, we need to kind of analyze it. Look at it and piece it apart to see what that excuse really is about. It's almost like objection handling in sales, because usually there's the objection, but then there's a true objection. There's like if somebody says, well, I don't think I can do it. Well, there's something else going on. It's not about whether they're blind or not, or even resources. I mean, how do you help people find resources that they don't see, whether they're blind or not?
You know, that's a good question. Honestly, I'm guilty of, and I'll be honest with this. Someone says, hey, I don't know how to do this. If I don't know how to do it, I'm going to jump on Google and I'm going to figure it out, often with them on the phone, and I'll give them the answers. Again, it comes back to implementation. Are you going to implement the resources? But I'll give you all the answers you want or you need, and we'll make things happen. And, you know, as one of my mentors, Darren Monroe, is fond of saying, just be yourself. There are 3 billion people on the internet. You're not going to connect with everyone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, some of the best things we can do as a coach is to say, you know, I'm not able to help you, but here's somebody who could.
Yep.
And, you know, we need to go that direction as well. We need to be a resource as coaches and as consultants to people. We need to be a resource to get them so they can be successful, whether we're the ones that end up serving them directly or not.
Exactly.
So, we have a couple more minutes before we need to wind down. You know, what other nuggets of wisdom would you have for our listeners today?
What other nuggets of wisdom for the listeners would I have today? You know, build an email list. That's you've probably already heard that, and you've probably also heard that email marketing is dying. But the big thing when it comes to digital marketing and branding yourself online is you need to have a way to be in communication with your prospects. You need to have a way to be in communication with your potential clients or your business partners. And email might be going down, but if you're someone who's real, who actually provides value in his or her messages and isn't just spamming out these, I unsubscribed from 7 lists this morning because all they were doing was selling offer after offer. So if you're providing value, then your email list value is going to go up and those people are going to appreciate you. So, you know, provide value on your email list. Stay consistent with your marketing. You're going to commit to a scope a day, do a scope a day, and you know, try it out for a month. Don't just try it out for 2 or 3 days and say, oh, only 4 people came to my scope. Because, yeah, the only 4 people came to your scope, but you've only been doing it for 2 or 3 days. Try it out for a month. Give it, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. Set yourself an ultimate goal of how long you want to be able to do whatever task you're putting yourself out there to do, and do it. Don't make any excuses. You don't feel good today? That's okay. Jump on Periscope. Tell people, hey, I'm feeling a little under the weather. How are you feeling today? And be real with the people, because we're not all perfect. So stop trying to be perfect in business.
Oh, I love that. And I especially love consistency. I think when I began in Periscope and when I coach people, I tell them the biggest thing is about consistency. And even if you, like you said, if you can't be out there all the time as you want, people do actually appreciate you getting on and saying, you know, it's been quite a week. just my own experience in the last week was people knew that we were in the midst of a very large family event. And, you know, but I tried to stay in touch whenever I could without being, you know, intruding on my family time and stuff. And you know, people appreciated that. And you develop a core group of followers, people who identify with your message and are willing to be your ambassadors, but you have to be consistent. You have to be there providing value so that when you do your call to action, then people are like, you know, I trust this person because they're real, just like you are real, Michael. I mean, I'm just delighted that you came to join us today on the show. I'm just enjoying getting to know you better, and also how you help people overcome challenges like you've overcome challenges.
Hey, I appreciate, it looks like we've got about 5 minutes here. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come out here, share the message with, you know, all the listeners we've got. I know one of my friends, Vashon, who runs a company for teaching other blind individuals how to use assistive technology on the Macintosh and iOS platforms, is listening. And so it's pretty awesome to be able to connect with other blind and sighted individuals and share the fact that you can get out there, you can do anything you want. And I stole this quote from Vashon, you can change the world, because it's completely possible. So, yeah, we need to get on Blab and do something a little bit longer, too.
We do. What special offer? Do you have a special offer that you have for our listeners?
I do. If you had... I'll make it real quick. If you head on over to yourownpay.com, yourownpay.com/contact, or just click on the contact button over there. I've simplified the homepage a little bit. Then you can get in contact with me. I'll talk with you about your business, what you're doing now, what type of struggles or hurdles you're trying to overcome, and we'll put together a plan to be able to help you with getting over those. And then I'll be that little bug in your ear to help you with getting things done. Stop making excuses and make it happen in business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I may go over there myself.
I emailed you yesterday, actually, so just reply to the email.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know, we have on Black Belt Selling Radio, we have some of the most fascinating guests, and I will tell you that if you are not on Periscope, if you're not connecting with people on Periscope, I want to encourage you to download the app. It's on, you can put it on an Android or you can put it on an iOS device. This is how I met Michael. I met Michael through a mutual friend, and then we connected on Blab, which is another platform related to Twitter. And this is a way to expand your horizon. I have to tell you that through social media, I met wonderful people like Michael, and I've met so many more folks through social media. And even if you don't think you're ready to start broadcasting, you can connect with a lot of grand people on Periscope who use Periscope to put out a great deal of value. So, again, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, your experience. Definitely we need to get you back on the show another time, and we're gonna plan a Blab and bring your other blind friends there too, because I think you guys have a great deal to share and give value to people. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, we're at the end of our show today. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you, whether you're on the show live or you're listening to the recording. There are a lot of golden nuggets, so I want to encourage you to go back and listen to this again. And also, touch base with Michael. Let him know that you heard him on this radio show. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. For Stephanie, who is honeymooning in Mexico, and Anna, thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful day.